Before satellite, Doppler radar, or the evening news, how did folks get the weather report? One piece of old-time weather lore from the old Farmer's Almanac.
Debt stinks. No one wants to have it, and no one wants to battle it. Having too much debt is an embarrassing situation that can dramatically impact the quality of your life, including your ability to get a loan or a job. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've met too many good people who have too much bad debt. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their credit card debts, car payments, student loans, even their mortgage. My debt-free Bible will show you some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. You can get out of debt no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. The truth is, the debt-free Bible contains secrets to helping you live debt-free. That's why everyone needs it. To prove it, let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. There's a limited number of free copies still available. Call 1-800-300-1484. That's 1-800-300-1484. 1-800-300-1484.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 27th, the 208th day of the year. Skating champ Peggy Fleming has a birthday, and Williston, North Dakota was sizzling on this day in 1988, recording a record high of 108 degrees. A lot of attention has been focused lately on frog populations as indicators of environmental health. But centuries ago, people were already aware that cold-blooded creatures were especially weather-sensitive. European households commonly kept weather frogs. The amphibian was kept in a glass with twigs or stones for climbing. The higher the frog perched, they believed, the fairer the weather. To this day, German-speaking countries often refer to forecasters as weather frosch, or in English, weather frog. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.